because two things happened, what I've seen on LinkedIn and Twitter. The people that are actually big enough that want to have a conversation with you are not going to comment on it. They're going to just see it, send it to you and be like, can we jump on a call? Or they're just going to book and they're going to go, I saw you talk about XYZ. This episode's 5 times minimum a month, minimum. It's because they see us consistently sharing. They reference something that was said, but they're not the one under there going like, hey, this is awesome. Hit me up. Like, they're just not doing that. What's up, everybody? We are back to the new thing that I'm starting called the Epi. People always say pod. I'm not about that shit, dude. We're talking about the Epi. So big energy. Nick Shackelford here as well with Joshua Johnson, my right-hand man or left-hand lady, however you want to say it. Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, man. Ready for this Epi today. It's going to be epic.
People say pod. I'm like, dude, Epi. Like, we're going to have epic Epis every fucking week. That's the goal.
I'm down to change the whole culture of podcasting. It's no longer the pod. It is now the Epi.
It's better. We are thought leaders and we are building with thought and leading with thought. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm already done with the breeze. Like, I'm halfway down. but this week has been a pretty good one because you and I, not only is it probably one of the hardest weeks, I think last week I said this on one of our pods, but I'm so deep in this right now. Like, there's so many changes happening from a organizational standpoint, from a lead standpoint, from and just like got me to reflecting, if I was having to pay for leads with ads or with podcast seeding or with cold outreach programs, like, I would be in a world of hurt with the employee movement or with the churn movement that we've seen these past couple months. It'd be very uncomfortable, dude. And it made me reflect so aggressively on the appreciation for getting inbound leads without having to spend any money.
Yeah, man. I mean, think about it. It's like even leads and employees, right? Hiring up, like, your following is a direct correlation to you being able to, one, bring in new business, but also staff up.
We've been building for just under 10 years. Like, we're either at 10 years or under 10 years, but like right there. And every time, this was like our initial strategy of like, okay, we're going to go growth by acquisition. That started with Chase and Chase's team. Then we went to John Coyle and John Coyle's team. And then we kind of went to Nick Fisher and Tommy and their team, and then Tim Keen's team. And we looked at these people that had voices in the space or had followings in the space or was able to command the opportunity to get in the door because of their reputation online, publicly, right? And so I was taking this and I was like, this makes total sense. It's kind of like if you're an e-commerce or a direct-to-consumer brand and you go hire an influencer and you're trying to align the product with the message and the creator to get more distribution at a better cost. I thought about it the same exact way. And it worked to a degree until you go down the path of, what happens if they don't stay on? Or what happens if they aren't willing to continue to create? Or what happens if the business that they brought in wasn't as quality as we believed? And so there's these other things that kind of go into acquisitions, which we'll talk about on one of the future pods. But it's been so crazy to see that just by sheer consistency of creating, the good, the bad, and the choices of platforms has been the biggest driver of new leads and new employees that want to be a part of it.
100%. Yeah. Which kind of leads us into what we wanted to talk about today, which is, hey, how do we even get leads from organic content? And especially if you're a little bit newer in the space, how do we do this with a smaller following or zero following at all? Because here's the thing, guess what, Shaq, when you first started on LinkedIn, Twitter, how many followers did you have?
Well, it's funny because none. Let's put it, so I none. Very low, very, very low.
Yeah, which is the common denominator, right? It's like, hey, everyone starts at zero. All the agency owners that you look up to in the space all started at zero. And it's an accumulation of time to build a following that will generate leads, that will generate you the ability to hire up fast, right? Which is our whole talking point today, is like, hey, how can we generate leads from our organic content? Even starting at a small following, how do we start building that following? I'm excited to chat about this today. And you're, in my opinion, at a different level that I'm at in this. And even your partner, Chase, he's at a different level than both of us are at this. So from your perspective, you know, I think talking about the lead generation side, when did you start getting leads from some of the organic content you were putting out?
So it started right before I joined Tim Bird's agency back, it was like 2019.
Tim Bird, that's a name I haven't heard in a minute.
Well, dude, he was the one who brought me into this space. Like, he's in Irvine, he's kind of down by us. And he looked at it in a very like, I'm going to build the largest Facebook ad buyers group, and then I'm going to make a paid group called Ad Leaks, and then I'm going to make events around this community with the masterminds. And so I kind of like saw what he is doing and how he was doing it. And we kind of replicated it to a degree. Like we have our Geek Out community, or did, or Geek Out events. We have the community, and you build kind of like the infrastructure. And so back then, basically it was, I'm running tests and I'm sharing what I'm doing. I'm thinking about something publicly out loud. Does somebody else have a similar thought to this out loud? And those like simple two frameworks of like, here's what I'm doing and here's how I'm sharing it, as well as here's what I'm thinking, who else thinks like this or who thinks differently. That is still probably the two filters that I run my shit through today on any of the platforms you share on.
Yeah. And the one thing that I always took from Tim, and we were very active in the Ad Leaks, ad buyers groups. Like we would always do like group buys. It was crazy. We do content creative group buys where we'd sell packages of creative for like Black Friday and we discount it, but we get like 15 people to sign up at once. It was an insane time to be selling content back then. But I remember Tim doing such a good job of like taking his learnings and then packaging them up in his own IP. And like, what was it? The shotgun method or
the surfing method. Like he was the master. He was the master of putting it in a framework of understanding that we could go like, I learned that because of him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the first things to kind of chat about is like, you know, becoming differentiated in the space is sometimes about creating some of your own IP. And some people don't enjoy doing this and like, oh, just call it what it's called. No, like give it a different name. Like I loved what Tim did with all of his IP. It's like, it stood out there like the shotgun method. Like that kind of turns your head and like the shotgun method, that sounds crazy. What is that? Or the surfer method, what is that? And it's like, you go and you learn about it. And it's like, I think today we get so cornered into what everyone else is doing in the space that we don't use our platform and our knowledge and just kind of repackage a little bit, make it a little bit more sexy and be able to show that to everyone else in the space. You know, it's like that is a huge lesson from someone like Tim to be able to create that IP and utilize it to the benefit of generating leads, whether that's organically, whether that's through paid ads, right? Like that carries into no matter what lead generation effort you're going
to
do.
The fact that, and this is where I've been talking a lot of this, is the more you invest in the organic, the easier the conversion looks on the paid. And so you and I, even just thinking about this too, we've never ran paid ads to grow the agency until this year. Literally, the outbound, like the flows that you guys are helping us build in GoHigh, like those ones are going to be the first time we go live. And even today, I approved the landing page because we're going to offer two different type of templates for you to download for us to jump on a call with like email or paid. And so I'm sitting here going like, why did it take me 9 years to do this? But it's because the inbound was so strong. It's because we were creating content every single day.
Not broke, don't fix it, right?
Bro, you can't, you literally, it's funny because my Shanice has to say this and she goes, I had to mute Chase because I was seeing him on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and in real life. I didn't want to see anymore.
He's impossible to shake, man. I can't shake him either. So I just kind of leaned into it at this point.
It's just everywhere, bro. Like he's a machine. Like when we acquired him, he goes, I'm going to make content. And we're like, yeah. And at the time, I'm like, sure, do what you want. Like now we know, like he's the number one person that drives every single lead that comes into the team. He has the highest quality. Like it's just his investment and consistency, because it's the fact that you're being top of mind. And so for me, right, I think there's three things: cadence, consistency, and channel. Consistency is never going to change. Like it has to be there. It doesn't really matter. The cadence is, am I going every single day? Am I going every couple of days? Am I doing a video? Am I doing an image? Like there's some actual real thought work that goes into this. And then the actual channel that you're kind of doing the distribution on. Where I'm in, and I've been bullish on this for years, especially publicly, is I think LinkedIn is where we need to be as businesses selling to businesses. And then Twitter needs to be the update and being relevant and consistent on that platform. Like those are the two that I would double down on. Now, if I'm doing creative work, or if I'm building in a different, yeah, I'm probably running Facebook ads. I'm probably on Instagram. I'm probably on Etsy. I'm probably on these places. Sorry, not Etsy, Pinterest. I'm probably on these places that is way more creative, because that's who's probably using that.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy, because if you look at the median incomes for Facebook and Instagram versus LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram is like 31K, 32K, something like that. LinkedIn is 71K. So a much more wealthy group of people, much more qualified lead, on LinkedIn. And what's great about LinkedIn too, is if you guys are familiar with Sales Navigator at all, or if you're running some outbound on Sales Navigator at all, you'll notice that you can actually segment by the size of business that you're doing outreach to, right? And so you can find the specific size of business that you're looking for. So if you don't want to work with, you know, brands that have under 10 employees, great. You can segment them out and you can do outreach just to the ones that have 30, 40, 50 plus employees inside of their business. And you can get in touch directly with those founders or the CMO, and you can target by chief marketing officer or VP of marketing. You can get directly in touch. Even Fortune 500, 1000 companies, you can get directly in touch with their C-suite. And the average C-suite member spends 8 minutes a day on LinkedIn, which that's a window to get your foot in the door. And people overlook that.
I think, and which is why the consistency thing comes up again. Because even when you think about what do I need to be creating? And people have to understand that you're not creating for people like Josh and I, or people like your other cohorts in your space. You're creating for people that are looking for your services and looking to be a part of the team that you're talking about. That is it. They're a little bit behind you, or they're a little bit to the side of you, but you're not creating for for people above you. And you have to know, like, who, that's why ICP is so important on both an employee standpoint and on a potential partner standpoint, because you're creating specifically for that. And if you don't have content to share there, well, guess what? Like, it's going to be much more difficult for you to kind of even get in front of them or get any interest.
Yeah. We call that the market leader positioning. And if you want to be seen as a market leader in the space, then you have to create market leader content. You have to be positioned as a market leader in the space. And this is something that you guys have been professional at for some years now. When you guys started to post content in this space, I guess, what were some of the initial hurdles that you guys were kind of having to jump over, as far as like, just, hey, you know, you're probably getting content, doesn't get a whole lot of traction. What were you guys doing initially to get that traction?
So two things we fucked up on is we didn't have like a proper way of getting consistent learning. So like, we'll start a series of content, for instance. It's like, hey, I'm going to give you like our paid media strategies of how we launch an account. And like, you'd start with a good post, but then your second or third post would not necessarily be congruent to what you were just sharing about, or it'd be too much gap in between. So we didn't actually have like a strategic plan of what I'm sharing, how I'm sharing, and where I'm sharing it. That was a big issue. And we didn't have anyone dedicated to it. It was kind of like, oh, I know I got to make something to stay top of mind. And that's wrong. Like, that's not the approach you need to kind of take to it, because it takes time. You have to sit down and understand what it is that you're wanting to write, create, or record. It could be any of those things, but if you aren't planning to get this done, it's not going to get done. Second, we did no graphics. It was just words. And I think there's an approach to this, but it's so clear on any of these platforms, it just has to be visual.
Yeah, for sure. Even the use of emojis. Like, if you split test between just straight text and then throw some emojis, every single time, my ones that have like, you know, little emoji diamonds or little arrows pointing to stuff, or in your headline having some sort of emoji right at the beginning, it always gets more traction than just a plain copy written post. I think another thing to bring up on that as well is write your own copy. I don't think anybody knows your clients or your ICP's problems better than you do. You know, this is a mistake that I think a lot of people make in the space. And, you know, I know time is of the essence, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, this is one of the most important levers you can pull as a founder of your business, is creating content that speaks directly to your ICP, building this personal brand. Because the personal brand, you know, I think people sometimes see it as a detriment to like an acquisition, only up until to a certain point, right? It's like, eventually, yeah, like, you'll have to get the team more involved and kind of create a subset of a brand. But in that initial launch, like, people resonate with face, you know? It's like, when you got a good beard, you know, people are going to resonate with a good beard, right? And seeing you on a regular basis versus just, you know, having a brand or having your agency, like, imagine like structured posting, you know, on your behalf. It just wouldn't work the same. There's not a face to it. There's not a personality. You need someone behind it.
Well, there's two things on that one. It didn't used to matter who the person was attached to the business. Like, they just heard like good things about the business, like Mute6 and Tenuity and W Promote, like, those are name brand in the agency space. They have reputations. They win because of what they've done and shown. Nowadays, it's like, oh, Jesse Pugie from AmpPush, Taylor Holiday from Common Thread, Eddie Malou from Bad Marketing, Nick from Structure, like Chase from Structure. Like, you have names. Like, it didn't used to be like this of this. It was like that team. And so that's what the market is telling us right now. That's what I think you have to lean into that shit.
Yeah. Well, it was Gary Vee. You know, he did it. He did it to all of us, you know?
Yeah, VaynerMedia.
VaynerMedia, right? Yeah, exactly. It's like he started posting content as a personal and people resonated with it. I mean, I remember like the 2017, 2018 Gary. Holy shit, dude. Those episodes of Daily Vee. Oh, man, those hit. Or like Ask Gary Vee. Oh, man. I would binge them. It was some of the best content on YouTube at the time. It was 10 out of 10 lesson on personal branding and growing an organic following.
Well, the thing that's crazy to me is like people won't create, or they would outsource it. Because there's one thing I didn't talk about this. So we obviously run like a LinkedIn growth team, right? So if anyone's looking to grow their personal brand on LinkedIn, we do all the engagement.
I'm on it. It's great. I mean, our engagement's spiked.
Appreciate that. Thank you. It really works. But I think it works for two reasons. I had a sales call for it yesterday. And I was like, look, this, we don't really need to have a call about this. Like, this is not worth either of our times. And he's like, actually, it is, because there's a couple other services that exist. And usually they look like this. The service is, I'm a ghostwriter and I'm going to write on your behalf. And oh, by the way, I have a couple other people that I write for, so I have access to their profiles. And so I'm going to write for you, and then I'm going to engage from all the profiles to have a boost. Two services. I'm going to write for you and I'm going to engage for you. The writing oftentimes was not even needed to be good because they had the size of the pages and the people to engage with it. And then cool, clear. But if that copy turned into a headache, or copy wasn't correct, or you're outsourcing this, they actually don't know your product. If you're a SaaS, if you're an agency, if you're just a CEO writing on being a CEO, dude, people know. Like people, my favorite engagement that I get is your GPT is showing. Have you ever seen this?
Oh yeah. Oh dude, I see it all the time.
It's like your GPT is showing. You're like, oh my god, yeah, because you aren't actually writing anything that's worth value.
Yeah, yeah, it's brutal. And even in posts, right? It's like you could tell which ones are GPT led. And yeah, responses, you see all the time now. People are just copying and pasting your entire post into GPT. Give me a thoughtful response on this, you know. You know, it's crazy.
Like, I'd rather have broken English from a different country replying to me than,
for sure,
what an inquisitive response, Sir Shackleford. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Sir Shackleford. Oh, that's incredible. Now, for people that have small followings, say maybe 500 connections on LinkedIn right now, around that. How do we grow? I have some thoughts, but I want to hear from you first. How do you grow that initial following?
So I'll specifically speak to, so there's a woman that I consult on just agency specifically. She's two of them actually, but this one specifically, she has incredible content. She her team already makes design focus area, which that's a huge W. If your team is in the design or creative or something visual that can be seen, you're going to win so much faster than everybody else just typing or writing text, or even, in my opinion, sometimes doing videos, but that's a different story. And I'm like, all I need you to do is talk about the things, the services that you deliver. You look at your pillars of conversation of content creation. I, Nick, can speak about the agency. So that means agency, what's happening in the agency, what the offers of the agency, what's the team of the agency, what's losing, what's working, pillar one. Then you have constant. It's all creative design, editing, offshore creative strategy. Second thing I can talk about, I have a skill and we deliver paid media or we deliver email marketing. That pillar just goes deep. And so if you look at your services that you are sharing, and at the beginning, you're going to get zero engagement, because two things happen, what I've seen on LinkedIn and Twitter. The people that are actually big enough that want to have a conversation with you are not going to comment on it. They're going to just see it, send it to you, and be like, can we jump on a call? Well, they're just going to book. And they're going to go, I saw you talk about XYZ. This happens to us 5 times minimum a month, minimum. PowerPlate, True Religion, 8 Sleep, some of these larger brands that people are like, this is so sick. Patagonia is because they see us consistently sharing. They reference something that was said, but they're not the one under there going like, hey, this is awesome, hit me up. Like, they're just not doing that. Which means you, even if you see those engagements, it's okay, but it's usually what? Other consultants, other coaches, other marketers, like it's other people in your sphere, because that's who your connections are, not who's following you. Who's following you is much different than the connections. The connections kind of shapes the inner circle of who it is that might see your comment and content at the beginning, but all the following is going to get it over a period of time. And there's such a longer tail. So what I tell Jess, I was like, hey, I need you to, you're an email, that's what your focus is, that's the offer that we can sell right now. I need designs, I need templates, and I need the reason why you're doing what you're doing at least 3 times. Just give me 3 times. And that's where I would begin with, thinking about the offer specifically.
I've got a couple more to add. Connections. You gotta start making connection requests with people in your space, people that you're wanting to either land as clients, people that are running adjacent to you in the space. You have the ability to make 20 to 25 connection requests a day on LinkedIn. And so to build some of that following, then you know, LinkedIn's like a, it's kind of like a trade. Like you connect with someone, they connect with you. Okay. Which grows your following. So send out 20, 25 connection requests every single day until you hit 1,000, 2,000 connections. Okay. That's the easiest way to start growing some of that following. Of course, consistency on the post is really going to help as well. And then the second thing is going to be engaging with other people that are putting out content. If you're doing that, you're going to show up on other people's feed. And if you don't do the ChatGPT response and you actually leave something thoughtful and something that will contribute value to the post, right? Gary Vaynerchuk calls this the leaving your two cents, right? That is what is going to draw more followers to you because you leave something that's really good. You know, you get 5, 6, 7 followers from that because it was actually good content. So if you're looking to start growing that initial following, make connection requests, make sure you're engaging with other people, because that is the expectation of social media. It's about being social. It's not just a, we're going to post and people come to us. We also have to be on other people's profiles doing what the platform was intended to, which was to be social.
The logic behind it is like, okay, I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be engaging. How do I know this is even working? Like how are leads coming? And it's funny because I see this because we do a lot of the engaging for people. And the ones that stay with us the longest usually are able to drive leads. Their content is specifically around this. So for us, our cadence would be of image, video, something that's viral-esque that has the ability to get a bigger push. So it's, sometimes that's a statement that's a little bit more broad, a statement that's a little bit more broad around the industry as a whole, creative, performance, email, agency. And then that opens it up, or a founder story of a brand that we saw that was extremely successful. People love reading stories about founders that are winning or losing or whatnot. And so having a good, cool story people like to read, especially on LinkedIn where it's a lot of career updates and career movement and positivity. Like there's a lot more good vibes here than it is on maybe Twitter, we'll say. And then on this is you have to ask them to do something for you. So for us, it's two different ways. One, free audits for whatever the thing it is that you're doing. Two, or a downloadable. That downloadable is your way to get as much as you want. Comment X, comment Y. And there's two things that happen on this thing. Twitter is pretty easy to get the virality around it. LinkedIn, you just need the comments and the engagement. If you can get them to continue to comment it, it just keeps such a long tail going through. And this is templates. This is shit that you're already doing. What is my creative tracker? What is my calculator that I use? Like these things are so valuable. But the issue that people that I see that people do this, Josh, I'm sure maybe you do too, is they don't set it up. Like they don't go, this Friday, I'm dropping a calculator that's going to help you do X, Y, Z. And throughout the week, you're going like, oh, here's how we did X, Y, Z on this specific calculator. For us, it's like setting a margin. Well, this brand, give this scenario, use the template, send a screenshot. Perfect. And then by that week, you've talked about it multiple times all week. You drop it on Friday. That comment engagement would be much better. But people don't set it up or spend the time to do this.
Even post. So you're talking putting out a piece of content where it's like free value post. Dude, you have to. They're not just going to like book a call with you. If they comment, continue the conversation in the DMs, right? Like shoot them a DM. Hey, here's the resource, the training, whatever it is. And then continue the conversation. Don't just like leave it on their front porch and hope that they book a call with you. Talk to them about their challenges. Open up the conversation of like, hey, well, like what's making you download this resource or training in the first place? Like what made you want to grab this? Oh, we're currently struggling with X. Foot in the door. Go help them solve that problem. If you have other trainings, other resources, send that to them and then try to book them on a call. Like, hey, would you be opposed to me showing you some strategy around how we fixed the X problem that you're running into right now for brands like X, Y, and Z? And they're like, well, yeah, like, why would I be opposed to you fixing the problem I'm currently running into? Foot in the door, discovery call, freaking close the deal.
One of the things that you taught me, and this is probably the last little story I'll share before we head off, was when you were doing the, like one of your approaches is industry updates. Hey, do you have a moment to kind of give some industry updates? When we're done with this, I'll make sure I send you this report when it's done. That was one of the easiest foot in the doors. I was like, why did I not do that? Like I should have been gathering in cold outreach. Hey, we're building enter X niche in which you're targeting documents on paid email and team organization. Do you have a moment to give me some of your feedback? I'll send it to you when you're done. What's the best email? Why not? They're always downloading these things.
100%. Yeah, everyone wants to see industry trends, right? It's like, hey, let me put out a poll real quick on what creative has been the most effective for you over the past 6 months. Was it UGC creative? Was it more high performance, structured advertisement? Is it more product focused, studio shots? Is it static images, or is it something else? I'm going to collect all of this. I'm going to put it into a case study. And I'm going to send it back to you guys. We're going to try and collect 300 responses. If you have some time, fill this out for me and I'll send it back to you. That's market leader positioning. You want to be a leader? Start running your own studies. Kills.
Dude, this is a great idea. I think I need to spend more time into this because I was always like, nah, I don't know. It's going to be a lift. Like there's going to be work that needs to be done. But I think that little nugget in itself is I think people could really have some success on this stuff, especially if you're really intentional about it. So that's a cool little nugget. I'm glad if anybody that stayed all the way to the end of this conversation definitely took that W. If you guys implement that or want to give feedback, come. We want you on the pod. If you heard it and you talked about it, I won't want you on the pod, but I want you on the epi. So if you want to come back and rip an epi with us, I can't believe I said the pod on that, dude. That's so frustrating. I was like, I thought I got that out of my system.
I mean, we'll have, it'll take some time for us to get into the habit of calling it the epi.
We'll improve. Well, that's Joshy and I. It's good to see you guys. We'll see you guys again next week when we talk about all things agency. Find us on where you want to find us. Spotify, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever you got it. I'm just pointing everywhere because we might put something somewhere. But it's good to see you guys. See you on the next one.